Welcome back, guys. We are back again this beautiful morning. Yeah, from yesterday, felt like a whole week to be off the air.
But that's right.
I knew it wasn't going to be long. All I had to take was just one night, you know. So I just, you know, roughed
it. How was your night, though?
My night was rough, now straight up, and until I got. Okay, see, which time was it? I don't go out yesterday.
Oh God.
So based on that, I had to, you know, I got to stay where, you know. Where I feed it over the night till I, you know, till I woke up this morning, had my bath, and came to this side.
All right. I hope you're fine.
So the person that provided accommodation for me, which I appreciate, you know, shout out to you. For some weird reasons, I've never seen mosquitoes that defy AC, you know, but last night was a night that I met the mosquitoes. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, I met the mosquitoes that defy AC. You know what AC, when it's AC, mosquito, they're on. If they like heat and darkness, mm-hmm. they don't like light. Mm-hmm. Light day on, AC day on, mosquito, they chop me. Until I had to go and look for my socks. I said, where are the socks, man? I don't even care if I wore the socks throughout the day. I had to wait. So, but it was a rough night before I found that hack of covering every part of my body.
We missed you, though.
I missed you too, and you know, I had to stay back for some work yesterday.
Very thank necessary, you for understanding. Very important.
Thank you
no,
for understanding.
We know now. We know.
Some people don't understand, though. Some people just say no. Now, baby, one day we. So yeah, but I know you trust me, and I have to trust myself too. Even if you don't trust me, I trust myself.
That's right.
As it were.
That's
How were you? How was your night?
My night was
apart
good.
From missing me.
It was good. It was good.
So your night was good without me, really?
It was good. Good does not mean it was very good.
Okay.
Right?
It was better.
Good. It could be better, yes. Yeah.
All
it could
right,
be
great.
Better. I can't even remember how I slept, but I just knew that after taking care of my baby, mm-hmm. I slept off.
So guys, you need to give shout out to this lady right here beside me. And I keep doing this. You say, ah, Collins, I don't understand. Hold on, my own too much as you know. Who should I hail? You understand?
Oh, boy.
But this is not just hailing. This is not hype, all right? Mm-hmm. And I think every couple out there, even if in a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Identify, spend some time, identify what your woman. I'm talking to the guys now. I'm not a lady. I don't know how ladies feel about men.
Okay.
I only know how to feel about a woman, and that's the woman I feel about. So,
okay.
Yeah, please take out some time to itemize the good things that your woman is doing.
I love the word itemize.
Yes.
That
write
means
them
it could be a lot.
Yes. Itemize them, put them out, and then appreciate them for that.
Aww.
You know, sometimes I cannot even exhaust the list, so I just look at her and say, Andrea,
thank you.
So you don't say for what? I say for everything. That's because I learned a secret. I'm happy that I learned this secret early enough. Mm-hmm. Even though sometimes challenges, human nature, ego, and things like that will stop you from, you know, applying it. Is that as a man, if you want to live long, you want to live long, you want to go far, and you have a woman in your life, man, appreciate that woman. Like, appreciate her, respect her, and appreciate her not just by words, in action. You know, appreciating would mean that you listen to her and, you know, let her be happy. That's just it, most importantly.
I think I'm going to also say this to the women out there. Mm. If you have a man who's good, mm-hmm. who you know is good, he's selfless, he sacrifices, he goes out of his way to make sure that you're happy, and you can see that that's what this man does, appreciate him for it. Don't be the woman that's always demanding, but be the woman that also gives.
Wow.
Right.
Key words right there. Mm. And I'm saying thank you so much. You're putting so much each day of your life to see that we have a great life. And I cannot but, you know, get to appreciate you enough for that.
That's,
and guys,
that's the list that we can do. It's our responsibility.
Absolutely. I mean, you wake up, you don't know where to reach. This Lagos life alone, plus, you know, and everything. So well done.
Thank
well
you.
Done,
well
Andrea.
Done too. Well done
great.
Too.
So, it's for a quarter of an hour, past the hour of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And today is a feel-good day like every other day.
Yes.
We choose to be happy.
And family talk is back.
Yep.
Family
talk.
We took a one-day break.
for Techie Talk.
For Techie Talk, and then we're back again with Family Talk.
That's
and
right.
I'm sure that you probably were waiting for Family Talk this morning and wondering what we'll be talking about today on Family Talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a feel-good, relaxed day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a conversation around having, you know, the feel-good. It might not exactly be feel-good for some people because we don't exactly know what traditions some family have.
Hmm.
I think I've let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
All right, so today on Family Talk, we want to ask you, we want to make sure that you share with us your family tradition. What's that thing that is peculiar to your family? You know, mm-hmm. that this thing, you guys, you do it all the time in your family. And if any other person is coming into the family, they follow the tradition.
Mm.
So what exactly is that tradition that you have, that your family abides by?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any?
Yes, I have a list of them. Growing up, there was this, I don't know what it was, some rituals, all right? But it was a tradition.
Okay.
We all come, all our family, it was from my mom's side. So my great-grandmom and great-grandparents, I met them.
Okay.
So they were still very much alive. And I think I was, from when I was in primary school into secondary school, I still, you know, they're still alive. So they would come together. That's from my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
All their children, their spouses, their children's children and the children's children, we come together,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think once in a year.
Yeah.
Now, we go to one of our auntie's house, mm-hmm. Which is very big, can accommodate everybody. It's a big compound.
All right.
Located in a place called Bonalyonga.
Okay.
All right, it's called Bonalyonga. You're hearing that for the first time, yes. But yeah, that's what the place is called.
Okay.
So we go there and then there were some rituals we did. I call them rituals. We eat. Everyone, families who come
from
to the children,
the
same pot,
wow.
same bowl. So we prepare this food, it's called timanambusa.
Mm.
Now they're all sounding like things that I just made up, but it's called timanambusa.
How come you haven't told me this?
Yeah, I mean, maybe
it
never really come up. Yeah, I see, there's a lot of things I really want to document about, you know, my growing up that a lot of Nigerians should know. I think it'll be inspiring and all that.
What's the name of that food again?
Timanambusa.
Timanambusa. It sounds like
it's a description.
African name.
Yeah, it's a description of. It means that go in front and come back. So let me explain it to you. It's
okay.
not before you start saying God forbid. I will not go in front. So here's how it works.
Okay.
So it's made out of cocoyam. All
okay.
right. It's a blend of cocoyam. Okay. See, you get cocoyam, blend it.
Okay.
All right. Tie it in. What do you call it? Use plantain leaf. This way, tie it very nice. It's
okay.
long like this.
Okay.
Boil it.
Okay.
So when it's done, you remove it from
the wrap.
The wrap.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very beautiful. You slice it into
cubes.
Fantastic. Okay. You put it in a bowl.
Okay.
And then you'd have done banga soup. Banga soup. Original banga soup. Not the.
What is it called in
your
place?
It's banga soup. It's banga soup.
They call it banga soup
yes,
there as well.
Yes, it's banga soup.
Wow.
It's banga and it's the same stuff.
Okay.
So but it's always red. You see there's a lot of banga there, so you don't need to buy.
There is banga there. There's banga.
There's everything. I mean, we have a lot of plantations there, you know, so we use the very best. So it's red. The soup is red. You now mix it with that cocoyam.
Okay.
Now, the bowl is always big. So what you do is you take
flip.
It to the front, flip it front and back. So timanambusa is in my mom's language in Bakuri. That means front and back. I mean, going to the front and bringing
it back.
You know, timanambusa, come back.
More like
Timbana means to come back.
The name was coined out of the way it's prepared.
It's prepared, absolutely.
Mm.
So, but the actual name is kwakuku. So, So we have that meal prepared. It's a traditional meal. And everyone, it dips. Not only you wash your hands, they watch you, all the children are eating together.
Mm.
You know, it was some kind of ritual and bonding. For 2 days, we all live in that house and play. Wake up in the morning, clean the house together, play soccer. The girls are playing different games. It was a tradition.
Wow.
And until... I think we just lost it along the line. Maybe we became too woke.
That's actually the purpose of having this conversation today. Some things that promote bonding in families should not be
taken out. I think some worries were that, you know, there were some other parts of the tradition that I didn't understand.
Okay.
You know, apart from the food, that's what I understand. The other parts that had to do with one, you know, top leader in the community coming. Some kind of soothsaying kind of thing, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah, coming to say, okay, this is where the challenges are. This is what people should work on. Some kind of stuff like that. I think what happened when, you know, we became Christians. Yes, some people became Christians and others just felt like
it wasn't necessary.
I don't buy everything about this tradition. So there were differences then. And I think you just had to move on. And people just, okay, let's just
see.
Let's just
But I like the part where everyone has to eat from the same pot. You know, it's very beautiful.
Same plate, same ports. I mean, the fish, everything there, man. Just, oh, man, I'm hungry right now.
For my own family, I think what we usually do is something that started, it didn't start with the intention of it becoming a tradition.
Okay.
But as time went on, it became a tradition where every festive period, we all have to gather together, put extended families.
Okay.
Everybody, we come together, uncles, aunties, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, everybody together, mothers. You know, we're all together for every festive period. Now, initially, it started with maybe on Christmas Day, we'd have everybody would go to one of our uncle's place.
Okay.
And we're there to celebrate. On the 26th, we're all in another family's house. And then on the 27th, we're all in another family's house. Mm. And then the first, we all choose who is going to launch, who is going to host who.
During that festive period.
Now, it moved from there to, for us having a joint gathering or a vacation particular period. We all would have that in mind that we are traveling now and everybody prepares for it.
Okay.
Or we are going to the beach, everybody, the whole family is going. So every festive period we know, it was marked in our calendar. We're all coming together. So, and as the family starts growing, I mean, from uncles getting married and having children, from aunties getting married and having children, from the nieces and nephews getting married and having children, you know, the family's expanding.
Yep.
So everybody comes together. We get to meet our new nephews.
Yeah.
We get to meet our new cousins.
Yeah.
You know, everything is...
It's just great.
It's beautiful.
I mean, that sounds very, very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a good thing.
I think so.
And that's why today, with all the noise in the world, not like we're not aware of what's going on. Not like we're not aware about all the stories about, vaccine this, vaccine that.
Yeah.
And those who are saying different things, all the myths and truths and facts about all the happenings around us.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we don't care about the fire incident that happened at Butemeta. Not that we don't care about what you're going through right now in traffic. We do care about all that, but we find talking about what brings us together equally as important. And that's why today we're looking at your family tradition. Do you still follow the family tradition? What is that regular family tradition that you just reminisce right now? You're like, oh God. Or are you still practicing it?
That's right. Be it good or bad. Be it something that promotes bonding or not.
Mm-hmm.
Be it something that you feel deep inside you, you're not exactly comfortable with, but you just have to go with it because it's family.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know today. I'm sure that at this point, so people are already thinking, really though, do we have a family tradition?
Uh-huh.
Do we have a certain value and structure that keeps us together in this family?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure at this point where some people are already thinking, trying to remember, okay, what just happened? I know that it's typical for the Igbo people to travel to the hometown every festive period.
Mm-hmm.
For some families, that's their tradition.
That's right.
You know, they keep to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ritual, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like for you to share with us that and also tell us how you're feeling this morning. You know how we do it. You have to tell us how you're feeling, what is going on around you at the moment, and not to forget to scream, "What up, Lagos?"
That's right. That's right. We're working with the best team ever, and shout out to our team. But for those who are ready to call, the number is 0700 993 993 993 0700 993 993 993.
And if you're a woman, the female only line, 01465 7190. 01465 7190.
For WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805.
Mm-hmm.
0809-597-5805. I won't lie, one day one person asked my number, I gave 0700-993-993. And the guy said, "Why? It's a strange number." I'm like, yeah, it's the magic number. I said, sorry, man.
I believe you. That's happened to me several times. Not with this station, anyway.
Okay.
My previous station. You know, where you call the number over and over again, it becomes a part of you, kind of. So, yeah, I believe you. It's very possible.
All right, guys. We'll be going on a break. And when we come back, we'd like to hear what the feel is. No, we can take a call. I think we can. We have like 2 minutes before the break. So let's squeeze it in. For those who do not know, we're streaming live on Facebook right now. You can drop your comments there. And apologies to those whose comments we couldn't take. On Facebook, sometimes the comments, before you come in, we know we don't say it in real time, but we'll try and take as many as possible today. And you could also drop your comments on YouTube, if you'd like to be a part from there.
All right, John is calling from Yaba. Hi, John.
Hello, good morning. This is Don Dukwe from Sabo Yaba.
Don!
Good. Yeah, the Deckers.
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? I'm in Bodlon Road.
Okay.
Now, where I'm working, one of the sites. Yeah. Okay. You see, the way people drive there is just amazing. You know, the Bodlon Road from Tunubu House, the way that place, that was called, and there's some... streets. People come out as well, and in the afternoon, people go out from site to buy food. And please, all road pairs there, drivers should be very careful.
All right.
That place is so bad. If you listen very well, you hear when they drive. Come on, it's wonderful. I'm so disgusting whenever I want to cross road to go and. But just food for myself.
All right. Is there any sign showing that is a sharp corner?
No. There's no sign.
All right. Thank you.
But I said this morning, when you ask yourself, how was it? I was just laughing. you guys are wonderful.
Thank you, Don. Well, we need to go on a break.
That's right. We're going to break at the moment. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You can start thinking, what exactly do we have as a farming tradition? We're here waiting for you to talk.
Absolutely.
Welcome, Lagos. It's Nigerian for 99.3. Check your time. It's 10:36 on the clock. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke.
And I'm Collins. Teke.
That's right. And this is Family Talk on What's Up Lagos. And we asked you that you share with us your family tradition. That thing that you know is a core in your family. If you people don't do it, something must have gone wrong. Mm-hmm. Something must have happened. You know, on a regular, our family, we are this. We do this. If you'd like to share with us, we want to hear from you this morning.
That's right. On Twitter, a lot of messages are coming in. On Facebook, too, a lot of comments.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with John Ochise Collins, Timba Nambusa again. After onions and green sauce. Chai Uncle Collins, take care. Anyways, you missed out on the story of onions and green sauce yesterday. Man, you can check out the visual for yesterday on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Nigeria Info 99.3. So, guys, you could go view us and see how we look. All right, right on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Another message on Facebook quickly before I go back to the calls. What's up, Lagos? Yes. And that's Andrino Cruz. I see you. It looks like you're listening to us from Brazil. That name sounds very Brazilian. Chine Duo will say shout out to you. And Mohammed Abubakar also says, Bros, going... okay, he's trying to comment that you look a bit different from the past. Maybe you went to digging.
My old pictures.
Your old pictures.
Congratulations.
Mohammed, you look the same 10 years ago. Anyways, thank you so much. I'll take that. This was a nice couple. This was a lovely couple. To you guys, just seeing you both for the first time, thank you. There was one message
Patrick
I missed out.
Essien.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to you.
So, I was asking about your family tradition. Someone says...
Toby Loba Omor Grace says... Theirs is morning devotion. Once it's 5 a.m., mom will start singing. I think that's like regular in when it comes to Christian homes. I think that's like regular, even in my home as well. I think growing up, my mom is the first to start singing. And
the
here,
mom go,
good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord.
I know you come from heaven above. The Holy Spirit is on the throne. Good morning, Jesus. If you don't hear that...
The next is, I will enter his grace with thanksgiving.
That progression. I will enter his grace.
And it goes on and on and on like that. In fact, I believe that she has a playlist.
That
and
place
is that there. Playlist she follows every time it's morning devotion.
I guess it was for it was inspired by these guys because they were pretty big growing up.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, I know a lot of people will be saying, God, Collins, let him play. No, we just want to remind you that those were the brothers in charge of the gospel music space at the time.
Yeah.
And it was not a gospel. It was something, these songs were played in every, it was a tradition.
Every family, yeah, I think
it was
so.
These songs were family traditions on their own.
Yes, I can remember.
Well, and you know what I say about that song? Let me just say this before we go back to the calls quickly. The first thing is that you hear it everywhere. If I'm lying, call me and let me. You go to a burial ceremony, they are playing it. There's a birthday party and Christians are involved, they are playing that song. Thank you. That same album, the same EP, you know, extended play. So I was just wondering, okay, what exactly is this song? Is it a worship song? Is it a feel-good song? Is it a song to comfort people? What exactly? So I did go case on the line now.
Yes. Hello.
What's up, Lingers?
What's up?
Chester Life.
Chester Life.
Yeah, so I greet both of you.
We greet you too.
Yeah, so it's very cold weather in Lagos today.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yes, and I'm enjoying it.
We too.
I've been waiting for that all this while.
I tell
the
you.
The song has been crazy.
Yes.
There was a video that went viral on the internet of some guys in the BRT. They were all sleeping.
Yes.
All of them.
I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, they needed that rest.
They did.
It was so stressful. Yeah. Well, family tradition. Well, back then, our family members would come to our family house.
Okay.
Back then, every December, we'd all go between that 27, 28. Mm. But everybody from everywhere outside Lagos, they come to the family house.
All right.
And then we all get together. And then we go to the beach, Badagry Beach specifically.
Okay.
We always do that every year.
Okay.
But there's this year that the thing broke.
Hmm.
Yeah. Although that day I forced the whole thing because I was the pioneer of the whole thing then.
Okay.
I think we must go to the beach today. There was fuel scarcity. Serious one. You know, I hustle then. I look for fuel. Black market. I said today we must go. Some people were having bad feelings that this outing today is not going to be good. But I said, no, we must go. So we hired a bus and everything. We went to the beach. That day, when we got into the beach, everywhere was sort of quiet. We had that feeling that something had happened, but nobody was seeing. Wow. It was when we started swimming in the beach water. The sand was coming out like, you know, when you are seeing yourself far ahead, but you are, I think the water is just by your knee. And you are inside, deep inside. It'd be like, wow, look at me, I'm far inside. We didn't know that it was a trap.
Wow.
So the sand just gathered and a wave came and took away the sand. And that was how we started sinking. As in, we were gasping for breath.
Wow.
The person near me, I didn't know where she was again.
Wow.
In fact, I went down first time, came out. I was waving, trying to speak for help. People were waving back to me.
Did you know you were calling for help?
Yeah, wow. I was calling for help. You know, I went the third time and we were told somehow that after the third time, the sea brings you out. The fourth time is taking you in. And that was how immediately the fourth time I was going in, my feet just touched the sand, the tip of the sand. So with this little swimming experience, I just swam forward and came out. As I came out, everywhere was like, ooh, divers were in the sea bringing out people. About eight of my family members were in that water.
Jeez.
And friends. If I knew it, they brought out my brother. His belly was swollen with water. He has drank water. My sister too. And we were looking for one other family friend. We couldn't find her, so everybody was crying like, ah. Jesus. This woman in Mamana, prison workout. It's a prison water. I thought of it. I said, if anything happened today, I'll just follow Cotonou.
But were you able to find her eventually?
We later found her under the tree, palm tree.
Wow. Was she alive? Unconscious.
She was unconscious.
Wow. Let me guess, was that what stopped you guys from doing that gathering again?
Yes.
Or have you continued?
That was what stopped us.
Wow.
Basically. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. I mean, very interesting story. Also scary.
Very scary. Like, very, very
because what matter, no be, you know, when your son beats you, you can look for shade.
Yeah.
Rain is falling, you can look for shade. You find yourself in water drowning. What do you
want to do?
So, man, it's not funny.
Ibina Boy is on the line. Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lega?
What's up?
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cheers to life.
Been a while.
Yeah, so Ibina Boy.
Andrea, I want to fight you this morning.
Why? What did I do?
You fight me first.
Check your DM on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh.
That day when you gave out 2 fries to that woman, so that I met you.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I was going to the market to make soup and I had just 2 fries on me.
Okay.
And I made the soup, took a picture, I even made a video, I sent it to you.
Okay.
No response up on
But you were not the person who won. You didn't win my 2 fries.
I was not saying I won.
Okay.
I just did something and let you have a picture of what it looks like.
Oh, really? I'm so sorry. I haven't checked my DM, but I would.
All right. Before I made this call, I'm forgiving you.
Really now?
We are forgiving you too.
We are forgiving you.
Let's forgive ourselves.
I want to continue on that morning devotion song.
Okay.
I will enter.
He's good.
Sweet.
In my heart.
Okay. Yes, I come. We pray. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for you.
He has made
me glad. Wow, it's so glad to see me.
Wow, thank you so much, Ibina Boy. And after that is, he has made me glad. Yes, made me glad.
I thought you wanted to say the continuation should be anyway, her playlist, the continuation is Ho Single. Oh goodness.
You know that early morning devotion tradition.
Yeah.
Most Africans can relate to it. I mean, I remember it was also a tradition at some point in my life that you know how to wake up every morning. And then what of that Sunday church service attend. You must go to church
Sunday.
Tradition. I mean, all these things.
Anyway, this is just for us. Yeah. I mean, and some other Christian families who can relate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but not everybody.
Not everybody.
That's what we want to find out. What your family tradition is.
That's right.
Do you still follow it?
Amaka from Okota is calling. Hello.
So what's up, Lega?
What's up? How are you?
Good morning, Collins and Andre. I'm fine.
Good morning, Amaka. That doesn't disappoint.
Collins, what do you say? What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
I say Amaka that doesn't disappoint.
Ah, no, I can't disappoint. The name of God has given me 2 fries. How would I disappoint you?
All right.
Okay, let me start from college. See, this week, I mean, your intro, they drop my brain. I don't just understand. Because in the intro song where they use it, they be like saying, you know, party on DJ, right on, let's pick it up.
That was Andrea's choice, by the way.
Wow, well, I really love today's music.
Thank you.
Then, talking of the family tradition,
Quality
time on my own, drinking at every Saturday. Jesus.
Wow.
When Saturday they come like this in the house, we always pray God, let our auntie, let mommy go out, let her not be around, because whenever she's around, hey, we must drink agbo for the dinner.
Drinking agbo as a tradition.
Everybody, including daddy, you should bring him.
And he'll be bitter. Describe your agbo.
Have you ever tested any daddy agbo that is sweet? As in, Friday like this, our heart will be, because you know this agbo that from the center of the brain to the, as in every part of your body will feel the bitterness. And she will not let you take sweet too, because you're fighting sugar and you're
that's. So do you still have that tradition? Do you still do that?
Now they pray immediately. We just get admission now. Race everybody.
So you need carry on.
Carry on waiting. No, I beg you.
But it's good for your system. It's helping to flush out the sugar.
Okay, is that
easy? That was what they told us. But it doesn't stop us from taking sugar during the week, even though we know that something is waiting for us at the end of the week. Mm. So after that, we'll now, with the bitterness, we'll now start the family altar, you know, prayer now.
Okay.
And you don't have any choice of saying you want to go and, you know, use water. Because she is a trap. She, as in, she knows, you know, those
every morning.
Mother,
yeah, you know, her trick.
Now her mama train now. So
okay.
By the time you drink, after drinking,
you stay where you are and you start prayers.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to your mom.
God bless you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So it was also a tradition in my family to do a health routine, local health routine. So my mom, for those who take, you know, there's a tradition we had, you know, we have a pot with some herbs boiled in those deep sticks. I don't know what's in there, but you now be covered with a blanket in it. I don't know, Sha. You cover it for heat. If you have maybe fever, everything, you know, they lock you up like that. I mean, our grandma, my good grandma was the one very good with that. So we have another call.
Mrs. Salam is on the line. Hello.
What's up, Lega?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Linda Salami.
Oh, welcome, Linda Salami.
I just want to say thank you. I've cooked my soup.
Okay. Oh. Shout out to you.
Thank you very much. Shout out to you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mama.
Fantastic. Yes. Enjoy your soup.
I'm calling you since on Tuesday.
Okay.
You are not picking. Yesterday I was not around. This morning I said I have to present. So tell you thank you. Thank you to Ifo.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you too.
Okay.
God bless you.
Coming back to the matter.
Okay.
In my own tradition, my own family, my father was the only son.
Okay.
Yeah. Every festival, all the old ladies, they will cook patadia with a goosey.
Uh-huh.
They will present it to my father because my father was the only son, the last born. So all the five girls ahead of them, women.
Wow.
So every festival, they will be lining up at the dia.
Wow.
And we will be choosing the one that meat is. Mm.
Wow.
So that is what we are going to go for.
Wow.
After that, in my family, every Sunday is a Christmas of eating rice. So, Sunday evening, everybody will be taking part. Every Sunday is rice. So, family devotion. After that, we will flex. Who want to drink ogogoro will drink. Who want to drink beer will drink.
Okay.
Who want to drink malt will drink. So, we are happy if it is Sunday.
I can still feel the happiness, the excitement, even recalling the tradition alone is giving her so much joy. I think that a lot of African homes, when it's Sunday, we know that it's for rice.
I think kids were even brought up that way.
Yeah, every Sunday
you expect
it's rice. For rice. No matter the kind of rice, be it fried rice, jollof rice, white rice. But we know that Sundays are for rice. I think that's a tradition that a lot of African families go by. But you know, please just tell us yours. We want to hear more. There are a lot of WhatsApp messages here. Ikenna from Igondo says, one of my family tradition that I inherited after getting married to my wife is that late father-in-law, his birthday is every 26th December. So for that reason, we, the sons-in-law, with our different family, come together to celebrate Christmas together, eat together, and mingle together, and caught a cake on the 26th for my father-in-law, making us not celebrate Xmas differently. And by 30th, we go back to celebrate New Year in our independent families. And it's always fun, most especially our children love it so, and always remind us as ever, whenever Christmas approaches. All right, thank you so much, Ikenna.
All right. Collins Heavens on WhatsApp sends a message. Says, what's up, Lagos? He says, for mine, it was my dad of blessed memories who deliberately bring up an issue. It could be spiritual, social, or every one of us, you know, get to contribute and the matter and bring up an argument. Yeah, and it was really fun.
I think what he says is scriptural. They bring up the scripture, everybody sits together and you start arguing, bring up a topic, whatever, a scripture, and you go, you know, tell us what you understand about this scripture. I like that though.
That's a good
tradition.
That's
very challenging.
Absolutely. Yeah. It could be scripture, it could be anything, knowledge-based, right?
Yeah.
We'll be right back, like she said. We need to pay some bills.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this. What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Shh. Sounds.
All right. Welcome back. It's 11. 3 minutes gone past the hour of 11. Right here, Nigeria Info 99.3. And of course, we're still talking family tradition. Family tradition goes different ways. I mean, it's very broad. It could be as small as your morning devotion every morning. It could be as small as, you know, having to gather and eat in one place, right? And it could be as big as having to marry or having to wed or having to give out your sibling to another family. Now, there's a tradition, right? There's a tradition, or would I say an activity, let me put it that way, that is being passed on from generation to generation. And that's what we call tradition. So what's that thing in your family that has been passed on from one generation to the other? And you know, you are still going by it. And we also want to know some of those traditions. There's some that you don't like and you think that it should be abolished. Do you think that it is barbaric, if I would use that word? Right. There are some traditions that I also think that are barbaric. Should be abolished.
That's right. Tradition, just like culture, which is of course part of culture and all.
The way of life.
You know, they're all the way of life. And they're influenced, they evolve, they change, they adjust, they drop off some things, pick up new things, and they change. What is constant is that we must constantly stand for the ones that actually bring more positives than just, you know, believing things because that's the way it's been.
Why has
nobody
it
has
been
the
that
answer.
Way exactly
we're following it. So for
we're
things
just
like
going,
that you have to question
exactly. I really like that you came from that angle because the truth is a lot of us just accept things because it has been done over and over again. It has been carried from one generation to the other and it has come down to our generation, and we're still doing it because that's how it has been done. Now traditions move from of course tradition itself is the activity or ideas, ideologies that people come up with. Maybe a group of people sat down together and said, let's start doing things like this, right? And it becomes an activity from the idea that was coined out to becoming an activity. And from then becoming an activity, it's become a tradition. And from there, it becomes a culture. A culture becomes their way of life because it becomes what they do over and over
again.
So it moves from being a tradition to being a culture. So what exactly is that tradition you're doing or you have in your family that has moved from being a tradition to also being a culture? What is that tradition that you know within yourself that this is our family, we've been doing this thing for over and over and over, and it's not like it sits well with me, but I have to go with it because it's
family. A tradition. Now, don't beat yourself for doing that. Even if you have worries about it, please, when something is a tradition, like the way you explain the process, it's not just a one-day thing. You didn't just wake up and say, this is what we do. Whether or not there's a reason behind it, which is also an aspect that we should look at, what's the reason? You should also understand that something you've been doing for years and you have accepted one way or the other, even if it didn't sit well with you, it would take a while for you to get off it.
That's
so we're not here just saying that, you can't just say, I just want to walk away just like that. You know, you need to find out what it's about.
Exactly. Why are we doing it? For instance, the traditional wedding, right?
Yeah.
There's first of all the knockdo. That's where the Igbo people will do that.
We call it knockdo too, in my.
Yeah, we do that. After knockdo, we do the introduction. I think the introduction is the ukwaka, ikwaka, that's what they call it.
Okay, yeah. Ikwaka.
Ikwaka is to knock the door.
Okay, yeah. To knock the door.
So we have that. We have, I don't know if that is also the same thing as the introduction. Mm. So after the introduction, before you have the traditional wedding, the Ibanku.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Some people don't do the Ibanku. Why some people, there's something, what's that thing we did before the Ibanku? So the Ibanku is a celebration. Oh my God, I'm so ashamed of myself right now.
Yeah, there's
but
something
I don't exactly
we did
know
now.
What is done.
In the hall.
In the hall, yes. Mm. They call it the Obi.
Yeah.
Where we sat down, uncles, my aunt, the top men, the elders sat, and Collins was facing for panel.
Man, it was full panel.
Oh my goodness, that day I could look at my husband's face and I was like, cheesy, sorry.
But I spoke boldly.
You know, they called me in and they said, look at this man in the eye. Do you know him?
What did and you I now just looking, say no there?
And I was looking at Collins. Collins just belted, like, hey.
Don't go
and
say no.
And I was like, yes, I know him. And like, is he the first thing that you want to marry? And I said, yes. And I said, okay. They all clapped. I don't know. They were saying, how many of you? Something like that. And they were all clapped. I didn't hear. I didn't get it anyway. But they all clapped and they were all excited.
Mm-hmm.
What if I had said no?
I will pack my...
and then you move.
Yeah.
But you know, those things I think are very important because it's a tradition, right? It's something that must be done.
But why? I mean,
yes, now so that I can know.
Okay.
They can
so in the public domain.
Public space, this is the person that's come to marry you.
And
you accept this person.
To,
yes. I remember he told me that this is the person you're going with, right? And we don't want you to come back with another person.
Mm.
I remember he said so.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I think it's for me, that's a good tradition. I'm not going to have it. I don't want to have it abolished. Although some people will come with the, what's that called now? Mm. The list. Yeah. That's also something that's a tradition that you must do.
Oh boy, when I saw the first list, even though your in-laws, your family were really great, fantastic, supportive, and all.
Yeah.
But you know, when I saw the list, I was like, okay. okay.
God, I got married for me more.
I said, God will do it. God will do it. I was told before I went in, so yes, I am happy. So these traditions, you know, there are those you want to ask questions about, you have the right to. But we want to hear your traditions, your family traditions that, you know, you have practiced, especially the ones that you've carried on. And it's good to remember the ones that you've dropped and the ones you've carried on. And the ones you've dropped, why did you drop them? And is it because you moved to Lagos, you've forgotten everything, or you don't see where it's not necessary, I don't necessarily have to do it, you know, and all those things. Another tradition, of course, that I know of is common. It's called Igbanku. No, sorry. Yes. It's called
Omugwo.
Omugwo.
That's what Igbo people, right?
Omugwo. It's a common tradition in African setting. Now, you know, in my culture, you know, they'll have to choose when the mother gives birth, the wife gives birth, they agree whether the father's mother is coming or both of them coming. Mothers must be available.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a tradition. Whether you are in good terms or not, you can't say no.
Hmm.
If it comes, if she comes, and you don't give her work to do, as far as she's concerned, it's part of the tradition for her to
be
available. It's her right. So, you know, and then we saw that happen a number of times. But for me, most times it was my mom's mom that came around, my grandma. And I mean, that was the experience. But is that still a tradition when you give birth? Family tradition that your in-law or your mother, the mother of the wife must come, or the mother, your grandma, the parents, must they be available? Is it a must or is it something that is going out?
It's optional.
What's the role of that generally?
It's a big role. I want to start talking about that.
Fantastic.
Do call us up 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello? Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is John. I'm calling from Mel.
Hi, John. Good to have you. How are you this morning?
Fine. I'm very fine. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chance to life.
So, because I know what you guys are talking about, the family tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Where I come from and my family, we have the tradition of, we call it the Ogbo system.
The Ogbo system.
Yes, it has to do with naming children after a family member. So, for instance, I'm named after my grandfather.
Yes.
My sister is named after my grandmother.
Okay.
Her own children now, my own children too, are also named after some of my family members. So, we find out that in the family, we have For instance, my name is John. We have about 4 or 5 Johns in each of the different families. And the other ones, they also have people that are bearing the same name. So we all have almost the same names. So it's only the surname that is the difference that we have in our family. So that's the tradition that we...
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing. What if the name is not the name that you like? You have to bear the person's name.
Will you be there when the name is...
Thank you so much for sharing, John.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it.
But that's similar to
your
tradition.
That's very key. Like, how I forgot that is crazy, because that's like a main thing. I was named... At my granddad's name is the name I was given. My mom's dad. Mm-hmm. And then there was my mom's dad and my dad's dad. My two names, two of my names. I have 4 names. All right, Collins and Tekka are the 2, you know. I have 4 names. So 2 of my names were actually names that I inherited, so to speak.
Okay.
Tekka is one of them. My mom's dad named me Tekka. And then 2 other names that were named that my dad's name and my granddad's name.
Okay.
So they gave me. So Collins was the only name. In fact, my granddad was going to name me his name, Joseph. For my dad, said, no, I don't like Joseph. So I should have been called Joseph from what I was told.
Okay.
You know, and that's it. And it's a culture. And in my mom's tradition, it's a full culture. All my siblings, my stepbrothers, all of them, they are bearing the names of mostly the male children of... You know, my stepdad's family.
I remember.
So the first child.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. They don't have his own name as their father.
Yeah.
They carry the brother's name. I remember Simon telling me that he's not bearing his father's son name. He's bearing Mafani, which is the name that was inherited. Yeah,
absolutely.
Was given to him.
Absolutely. That's his name. So Mafani, because there's an uncle. There's an uncle before an uncle
that
who
gave him
named that.
Mafani.
So you have a situation where, just like John said, 6 people bearing the same name.
Same name. Wow.
In most cases, 2. Two of the names the same.
Wow.
And there's just one of the names that maybe the surname that would be different.
That's beautiful.
To different shade. That's a tradition. I don't know if it's still ongoing, but good to hear them.
All right. Do call us back. 0700-993-993.
What's up,
Lagos? What's up?
This is Don Dupe from Savoyaba.
Don, you're back again.
Yes. You see, in our family and in my place, I'm from Akeze in Ebonyi State.
Okay.
So we have this, what I call, urbanization system. That means we're naming after somebody. My name is Don Dupe. The nickname of my Dupe, the real name is Akeze, and his English name is Edward. So my name is Don Dupe Edward. So it is compulsory that my son, my third son, must bear Edward. And it is compulsory that my first daughter must bear Janet. That is my mother's name.
Wow.
So it goes on and on and on. If I have a friend that is so intimate to me, any of my son can, or any of my daughter can bear that name. So we have that tradition that we maintain names. Oh. Names continue, and I love it.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you.
I like it. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. That's similar to what you just said and what John said as well.
What do you think about, you know, that?
Bearing people.
Yeah, I know, follow them.
For me, names are very powerful, right? I would not want to bear or give my child a name that I don't know the meaning of.
Yeah.
I would want to call my child, because this is something I'm going to be calling that child repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
If the meaning of the child is water, I'll keep calling you water, water, come here.
Or rain.
Right. Or what if the name is stone? The meaning of the name is stone. I keep calling stone. It has no impact. If I'm naming you, I want to name you with such power. Because I know I'm going to be pouring out that power on you every single day. So if the name does not make any sense to me, I'm sorry. I'm not taking that tradition. I am so, so sorry.
Oh, my. Tunde is on the line. Hey.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Welcome to
me. Yes, talking of tradition, just remember my tradition, my family tradition, so you could give 2 different names. Not merely inheritance, but the first name can be the father's choice.
Okay.
The second name is what you call Yoruba Oriki. I don't know that.
Yes.
It's Oriki. A tradition. Every Yoruba man must have his Oriki.
That's right.
And those Oriki are named after forefathers and all this thing. So it's another tradition.
So now, do you have an Oriki?
Yes, my Oriki is Isola.
Ishola.
Okay. Ishola.
What's the meaning?
Ishola. I don't really know the meaning of it.
And you carry the name. It's okay. Thank you.
I know one of my father answered that. Mm. So they said, look, that old man is Ishola. So they give it to
okay. All right.
So anytime I am with my mom, mm-hmm. she wants to call me. She doesn't call me to say Ishola. And I
start
thinking,
not using that. Okay.
I want to share that with you.
Okay.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chest alive.
Chest alive. I like that. Mm. I also like the fact that, I mean, I want to appreciate your rapping for that. Mm. They give their children, I don't know if you call it pet names. I don't know if it's called pet names or orikis.
No, orikis. It's a name.
Praise them.
Praise.
Yeah, I really love that. I wish I could chant praises. I know a friend of mine. Mm. She's the last kid and the only daughter of her family. And there's something, whenever she's feeling sad, whenever she's not happy, or maybe she tried to do something and it's not working for her, and she goes to complain to her mom. I remember I was staying with them in Ibadan. There's something the mom will start singing to her and chanting to her. It's a Yoruba name. Her name is Banke. Mm-hmm. So she keeps saying those things, you know? And I'm like, hey. And you know, before you know it, the girl will start, hey.
You start doing it.
You know, she starts feeling herself back. She starts feeling good, you know? And it's so beautiful. Shout out to the Yoruba people. That's amazing. I really wish I could.
You could do that. Yeah. You can. You're married to me, and
do you have that in your?
We
culture?
Do have it. We have
I
it.
I really would love to. We do have that. It. I mean, let me sing that to my child. I'll sing it
the song
to
I
you.
Was, the song I will sing for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, the sound may sound all different, but uh-huh. it's an oriki.
Okay.
That I will say.
I see.
It's an oriki. So, but this one is specifically for fighters, warriors.
Okay.
So we have a tradition. It's a traditional wrestling.
Okay.
It's also a tradition, which is one of the things we. It was a family tradition because their families that have wrestlers.
Yeah, you've told me before. Absolutely. Where a wrestler from this family will fight a wrestler for the other
yes,
family.
Yes, from different areas. Mm-hmm. So we mm-hmm. represent our families, families from the same region. Yeah, so okay. if I'm in Boya, I represent families from a particular village in Boya, and then they take other families from a village maybe somewhere in Bukwango or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. All these names exist. Where guys, just pardon me. There's a documentary coming out very soon that would have details of all these, and I'm sure that you guys will love it. But what I'm saying is, there is orikis. So whenever I'm going to fight,
they start singing that song for
They start singing it and they're playing, oh. they're playing, I don't know what it's called, but made with from wood. It is, well, I don't forget, I mean, I don't even know the name in English, guys. Pardon me. You know, to play with the stick.
I think I know
and there's someone to play the drum on the down.
Okay.
And then they start playing a particular sound when the fight is going on, when before you fight.
Mm-hmm.
And home advantage. You know, they'll be singing down on the other side, but we are under where they're playing the drums, and then they're singing the oriki. And they will give me a slap on the chest, on the back. They're not saying, I almost want to turn to an elephant at that time. I would just, when I get there to fight wrestling, it becomes, you know. So, yeah, and I started that, I was like 7 when I started fighting.
I think it's a traditional wrestling. Energy.
Wrestling. Yeah, it gives you some confidence.
Like, it's just, I don't know, it's so there's something about that. There's something about that. We have a series of messages. Even
absolutely.
The phone lines have been buzzing.
A lot to talk about. Do not forget also, we have our social media highlights, and there's going to be, right, a bomb. We have a very interesting gist to bring your way. Mm-hmm. Jasmine Roy will be joining us when the time is right for that. Larry Yusufa sends a message on Facebook. You want to take that?
All right. And he says, what's up, Lagos? Collins and
is that Collins or Andrew? If I give it left.
He didn't even say Collins. He said Colin.
Colin, remove S.
Teke.
At least you got it.
He says,
teke.
My family tradition was every child must undergo leadership tutelage from age 3 upward.
Wow.
And how to do domestic activities like cooking, washing, keeping the environment clean, even if you're a male or a female. Oh, I like that.
That's
and he says, secondly, you must learn how to eat and talk to people. Yeah, you must learn how to eat and talk to people. Lanry's from Suleri. Okay, thank you so much. That's a like basic home training, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying your home training in your family is your tradition, and that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
All right. Another one here, to be talked by Juliet, is sending a message here. She says, what's up, Lagos? Back in the days when my friends tell me, Timmy, Tammy, what? Okay.
Said I have a crush. She has a crush or something.
Okay. It's when my friends tell me, Tammy, I have a crush on you. I always think all the guys are angry with me or fighting with me. But now, I know that it's just, it just doesn't the way to tell you I love you. All right, Tammy. I didn't understand that, but maybe someone. Mr. Collins, my wife who at the time, oh man, it's like a continuation of a story. Let me skip that one. What's up, Lagos? Yes, you guys are the real better lovers, making us happy and giving us, you know, giving you guys kudos. And I did feel now, well, 100%. Thank you, Amosu, Uncle Joseph. Thank you for that.
So let's see. Adebanjo Adebambo.
Adebambo.
Okay. He says, what's up, Lagos? You know, back in the days, my dad used to check our notebooks and flog us for every odo we got.
Mm.
But what gets me angry was that he does it under alcohol influence. So he flogs repeatedly for the
thing.
Oh, my God. That's sad.
Kindness flogging. That's dangerous.
Very, very dangerous.
All right. Listen, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Ha. The techers, I agree to. About the family tradition for the morning devotion, they use the song "My Family Morning Devotion" even today. He said, "You know, it's you."
Right. I think there's someone here on WhatsApp who helped me to complete that song.
Okay.
He says after. It is Ian from Sula. He says, after the He Has Made Me Glad song, okay. The next one is Take Glory, Father, Take Glory, Son. Take Glory, Holy Ghost, now forevermore. And the next is, after Praise the Lord, it goes, oh, sing, praise, oh, sing.
I know a lot of people can relate, especially those who are Christians.
That's right. Tony from Apaba, sorry, Collins.
Okay, that's okay.
Collins and Andrea, I played that song. Voice of the Cross was the bomb in those days. Remember you played the song?
Yes. we'll find a way of playing it again. Right. Another one comes here, what's up, Lagos? That's on Facebook now. It says, I took this earlier, so we'll just move on to the calls. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Move away. Yeah, hello. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
Yeah, morning. My name is Ishola.
Oh, Ishola.
I want to say about that, Ishola.
Okay.
That last call I talked about.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That is the guide of God.
The what?
The guide.
The guide.
Of God. Yes.
Of God. Guidance, okay.
Yes.
All right.
That is what it's called.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you.
The name was given to him by my father.
Ah.
It's Oriki. Yeah, it's Oriki.
Okay.
Can you say the Oriki?
Can you say the complete Oriki? Ishola Omoro.
Ishola Babalola. Ishola.
Okay.
It's just like when you say Babalola. You know Babalola means the father of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. That is how it sounds.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, beautiful. I remember some time ago, let's take another call. I mean, a lot of stories to tell. Why me, man?
All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
All right, still trying to fix that. If you're a lady out there, you like to call, 08... Did I say 08?
01465-7190. Hello? Hello.
Hello, the Takers. What's up, Lagos?
Yes! 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 Cheers to life! Oh, my.
Good morning.
Wow. Who do we have here?
Yeah, this is Florence from Onipa. You are my in-law.
Ah.
Yes.
So, my in-law, I greet you.
Thank you. My sister, Andrea, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I hope you served Colin so bad the day he came to our place.
He did, though. He had cola nuts.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Thank you. So, for me, there's this tradition that time that if you want to get married to a man, before they will start the traditional rite, you first of all visit the family and stay for 4 days. They call it Ija Abalano.
Wow, Ija Abalano.
Yes.
Okay.
That they would like to know whether you are a well-trained girl.
Oh.
At that time, you see the lady very early in the morning, she wake up, sweep the compound, sweep everywhere, keep everywhere neat, wash, cook for that 4 days before they will carry wine and take her back to her place before they will start doing other things.
Okay. Wow.
And
wow.
They give custom also that it is every market, big market days because we have four Ike market.
Yes.
So it is only on that day that we eat oba and cook better soup that you have orishirishi inside. Because that day our parents will take their farm produce to the market, then in return buy things. So that day you are sure of eating better food.
Okay. Wow. All right. Thank you.
Interesting.
Thank you so much for sharing. We have to go on a short break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Also bringing you social media highlights. Do stay with us. It's the What's Up Lagos. Back Lagos, and that's right, we're still talking family talk here. We're asking you what's your family tradition. And yeah, before we went on the break, this amazing woman showed us, I mean she took us back to the east and she talked about this particular tradition. It's called Ije Abalianno. Okay. How the girl, or the young girl who's about to get married to this young man, would have to go to the man's family house to leave for 4 days. Mm-hmm. And she stays there. They examine her for 4 days to see if she's good enough to marry their son. And I'm just here asking, what if she's pretending for 4 days?
Uh-huh.
Should such tradition continue? How do you, I mean, I don't even think that.
How does that help?
Exactly.
Them staying together for
a long time.
Or happily.
Exactly. So
what's the essence? What's the idea to know if the person is good or bad?
Yeah, that's the essence actually, to know if she's good enough to be a good wife.
How long do you actually need to know if someone is good enough to be a good wife or husband?
People can pretend, though.
How do you even know? Man, there ain't no way to know. The only way to know is for both of them to get into it if they want to get into it.
That's right.
But there are red flags that one can identify.
Before getting
so maybe that period of staying with them is for them to observe.
Hmm.
Because the guy, these people I want to pretend to, it's a big deal to pretend to people.
Mm.
Because they are, you know, you see, do you know it's difficult for a woman to pretend to a woman?
Hmm.
It's difficult. Except the woman who's been pretended.
Pretentious. The person who's been.
No, the other one who.
Who's watching?
Who's watching the other person pretend? I don't know how to put that. Yeah, I don't know.
I know what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm. How. Is except that person not vigilant.
Okay.
But I think it's tough for women to easily pretend with them.
To
because,
each other.
Because I've had a couple of situations where a lady would just look at a situation and say, this girl, should they pretend? Or that lady, should they pretend? Or this. And, you know, you will not even pay attention. I mean, in the long run.
Except you're being just objective. But I want to tell you, women pretend to each other.
Wow.
A lot of women pretend to each other.
And you know, you not know.
Day, you would know.
Okay.
But I think that there are times where you can sense that this person is pretending.
So it doesn't make sense as tradition then?
I don't think so. I don't think that tradition is.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Top of the day to you, Andrella the Israelite.
Top of the day to you.
You are from Kalahari Desert.
I'm not from
Kalahari. Holy Adao.
Hello, please. I'm not from
Kalahari. Say holy Adao. Okay, holy you are.
In our tradition.
Hello, please.
Let me tell you some Edo parts of tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately they present, the woman come and announce that they have found someone to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Or they will go to Soothsayer.
Okay.
Okay.
The name of the girl to find out the spirit behind her.
Mm.
So if the spirit is not what they want, because the spirit of the Lord is incomprehensible, you know that.
Okay.
So they might discover that she's a witch or she over hot temper girl.
Okay.
Inside the man. Mm. If you will manage it like that, this is what the spirit reveals to us.
Okay.
So the man will go home either to make up his mind to continue marrying a witch. Or somebody that is over hot tempered, because nobody that is not tempered. So, as regards to what my daughter said there, during the presentation of the man to the wife, or asking the wife, is it the man you want to marry?
Uh-huh.
And the wife declared yes. Then she will be asked to give the man a name in addition to the name the man has already gotten. That is the name we call the husband. Because we don't call our husband name,
by name.
Like small children, yeah.
Oh, I
so,
see.
So, I know of a famous man who was once a president of Nigeria. The wife declared him a day can't pay. That is Omudi Ame.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Thank you for sharing that.
Man, I have to go back and listen. And guys, you can do the same on Facebook and on YouTube. Go back to view the streaming and also take down names of some of those wordings and the things. I've learned something in Benin. You also mentioned the Igbo. I mentioned the food. Mm-hmm. I also mentioned the traditional wrestling, which is called Palapala. Palapala. So remember, that's easy. So, I mean, I need to go back and just make a list of these wonderful African traditional experiences that we'll share today on the show.
That's right. We have a few WhatsApp messages. I think we should quickly take them. Mm-hmm. Jide from Shagamu says, "What's up, Lagos? Well done, guys. I just want to know if Andrea is your wife." You both share the same name. Do you want to tell him that?
What does he think?
Okay, moving on.
It's no longer... We've been talking about traditional wedding here since. We've been talking about... So, anyways, if the answer, you want to know, the answer is yes.
Okay. So let's see. Edozie Dean Naji says, "What's up, Lagos? My dynamic and enigmatic couple." Tekedi Meji. And he says, "I don't want to talk too much. I just want you both to wish me a resounding happy birthday." Wow.
Today's your birthday. Man, let me look. Give him something. For everyone we're celebrating.
Happy birthday to you. He says, "Our family tradition is eating rice morning and night devotion. Missed my childhood, but we move." Aww. I know a lot of people miss their childhood anyway.
That's really true.
Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday to you indeed. Happy birthday. I was hoping to play something for you, but I can't find it just readily. But happy birthday to you and to everyone who was born today in history.
Yeah. Michael from Ijebode have a few WhatsApp messages.
Before each switch.
"Hi, Teke. Okay, I'm Iza, south of Ebonyi State, and I also had to bear my mom's dad's name, David." Okay. "I love the name, although people just know me as Odinaka Chukwu or Michael. We also inherited the habit of eating rice every Sunday."
Wow.
All right, quickly, this is Ndubweze from Ojodubega. He says, "What's up, Lagos? Collins, Oko, Andrea." "That Ijea Baliano was when girls and men were well-cultured and mannered, not today."
I don't like all those.
For real?
"When cultured and mannered."
No. He said it was then. Such traditions
could work.
Could work then. Like, were carried out then. Because girls and men then were well-cultured compared to the girls now. And I totally disagree, because you're making a categorical statement. Mm-hmm. You're generalizing. Mm-hmm. And that's very unfair. I can't... You can't say that categorically, that, you know, girls and guys these days are not well cultured and mannered.
Your experience is not everyone's experience. That's just true. Always remember that.
All right, Abdul Wahid from Orile Igomu says, "What's up, Lagos? Is this tradition with the Yoruba people then? When young couple want to get married, both families will find about themselves to know if they have any disease within a particular family." Remember, we talked about this when we had a topic, the in-laws.
Yeah.
How that some family, if they want to get married, they have to go to the person's compound or village or wherever to make findings about that people before they can marry them. So it's a tradition. I think he's saying that in his family, they do that.
Okay, great. But here's the thing. You remember one time we had a conversation about, I think it was about culture, finding out, you know, things to know about people before you get to marry them. Mm-hmm. And I think understanding a people's tradition, family tradition, is key.
Yes.
You remember the guy whose tradition, a lady who got to find out that the husband-to-be tradition, it requires that she perform some rituals.
Yeah, that's
some
my aunt.
Aunt, absolutely. Yes. You said it.
She was
some traditional rituals that have to do with you swearing to gods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Some people still have that, because let's not forget that there are African traditions and that have to do with religion.
Yes.
That family religion.
Yes.
That people hold on to.
Yes.
I've heard a number of people say, "Well, I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim, but we have our traditional religion that we still follow back to back."
Yes.
So that thing still happens around here. And it's good for you to know. So maybe if you're a Christian that do not want to involve, or you feel that it's, according to your scripture, is an act of being unequally yoked, like that Bible expression, then you might want to find out. That's why it's important to know each family's tradition. And even you, if you don't know, some people are in a tradition that they don't know themselves.
Yeah.
And they get married, and the person is drawn into that tradition, and you don't know, they don't know, and then you start having issues and all that. And I don't know. I mean, we have to go switch gears now, bring the social media highlights. And it would be great to bring Jasmine on. But for then, some great music would do, right?
That's right. Let's ease the tempo.
We have to ease it up. I'm looking. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. You know, right now, I don't even know. There are like 4 or 5 songs in my head to play.
Pick one.
I should pick one.
Pick one.
Any, many, many more. I'm going to pick one right now and just let it play, and you guys enjoy this beautiful piece of music. We are pretty much paying attention to the African continent today, and it's a great thing because we're going to make our music reflect things like that, because we celebrate and love the continent of Africa. And we'll be going south still. Nimlu.